This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Most people aren't born knowing how to be smart with money. That's something you learn, often just a little too late. So how do you teach young people financial literacy before they run up their credit card bills or take out too many student loans? One way is to get them where they live, on their phones. Mind Blown Life is a new mobile phone app. It's designed to help high school and college-age kids learn how to manage money by playing a game. You create your own avatar, and then you make your way through a simulated world full of financial decisions about spending and saving, choices we've all had to make. Jason Young is one of the creators of the app, and he joins us today. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Robert.
Well, what made you guys think of this? Have you personally had a hard time dealing with money?
Yeah. So I would say that Mind Blown Life is really the next step in a journey that began during my sophomore year winter break. I had gone home for Christmas as usual, but that Christmas was a little bit different from your typical Christmas. The day after Christmas, my family was evicted.
Whoa, that's harsh. How did that happen?
My mom had purchased her house using a variable rate mortgage. And when the interest rates began to rise, she could no longer afford to make the payments. But beyond that, in trying to actually keep our home, she accumulated tens of thousands of dollars of credit card debt. I always knew that we had money troubles, but I had no idea that it had gotten to that point. And I certainly, wasn't expecting to have to leave our home the day after Christmas.
So this is very real for you. Why an app, though? Well, what does an app have over a book or a class in helping people achieve financial literacy?
Financial literacy, financial capability is really a skill, and that skill has to be practiced. And so games are very, very good at getting people to practice skills over and over again, often without even realizing that they're practicing them.
Well, it seems to me that the biggest hurdle that young people face in financial literacy is that they're young. And when you're young, you think you'll live forever, right? And things like retirement and serious bucks for healthcare are so abstract. So how are you planning to make those things real for your users?
The beauty of games is that you have accelerated time. So you get to, first of all, see the consequences of your actions. Instead of having to wait, say, 30 years, you get to see it in, a few hours. So you know that, say, like not saving, and not establishing an emergency fund resulted in you getting evicted when you had an emergency come up and you couldn't pay your rent.
Well, so what kind of financial dilemmas or emergency situations do players face?
So an example would be anything from getting robbed to, having your car break down to having your house catch on fire.
Okay, so I choose to be, say, a rapper and I get mugged?
Well, that can happen if you're walking around with a lot of money on you because you haven't put any of it into a bank account.
So what skills are you trying to impart to kids, or knowledge are you trying to impart to kids with this role-playing?
The game, although it teaches financial literacy, is not only about money. It's really about trade-offs. And so there's this happiness system in the game. And the happiness system requires that you eat, that you get sleep for your avatar, that you socialize. And so one of the cool things, I think, is that you could say, oh, I want to be a banker and I'm just going to like go to work all the time and make a ton of money. But if you don't handle all of these things, then your avatar could actually starve to death. It helps you understand that financial success is only a contributing factor to happiness, but it is not happiness.
Jason Young is CEO of Mind Blown Labs, based in Oakland, California.